This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Italy's prime minister has declared travel restrictions for the entire Lombardy region and 14 other provinces after a dramatic spike in coronavirus cases Saturday. The restrictions affect millions of Italians, and Italy has now recorded nearly 6,000 cases and 233 deaths, the most fatalities outside mainland China and the biggest outbreak in Europe. Chinese officials say 10 people have died in the collapse of a hotel. In one city, state media said that the place was being used to quarantine people under observation for possible coronavirus infection. The hotel began to collapse Saturday evening. At last report, authorities had retrieved 10 people who were confirmed dead, 38 survivors who are now being treated in hospitals. The mayor of New York City has taken action against a local store for price gouging over coronavirus supplies. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Sold out hand sanitizer and other products that people are stocking up on because of the coronavirus is causing price gouging. And New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says no one should be trying to make a profit off of a crisis.
A hardware store known as Sheeman and Grant in Midtown, they have been fined. What they did was unacceptable. We're using them as an example.
He says the case was turned over to the Attorney General, and he's encouraging people to report price gouging. Julie Walker, New York.
And Egypt is rushing to protect its important tourism sector and reassuring travelers it is safe to visit after an outbreak of the coronavirus on a cruise ship on the Nile. Nearly a third of the quarantine passengers have tested positive for the virus. And the operator of a cruise ship, Costa Fortuna, says it was heading to Singapore to end its journey on Tuesday as planned.